must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go.
Welcome you here tonight. My name is Brother Randy Jackson. I'm the worship pastor here at Bethel Baptist Church. And tonight is our Easter cantata, Mighty to Save. It was arranged and written by Craig Adams. It's a beautiful piece of music, and it's a little different from what we've normally done because all of the scripture, with the exception of two, that you will hear tonight come from the Old Testament. So it's kind of a different from what we've normally done, but it's a beautiful, beautiful cantata. How many are here with us for the very first time? Anybody here with us for the very first time? Are we all family tonight? Well, good. Good to see all of you tonight. We're going to go ahead and take up an offering now so that we can kind of get that out of the way and then proceed right on with the cantata. So if the ushers would to come forward and with the Lord's, we'll take up the Lord's offering at this time. Most gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, because we know that in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, we read these words, and I'm beginning with verse 4. Surely he took up our sorrows and carried our infirmities and carried our sorrows. And yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. What a vivid and detailed description of our Lord's crucifixion. It's almost as if Isaiah was standing at the foot of the cross watching it all take place. But keep in mind, this description was written by a man who lived 700 years before Christ was born. There are many in this world that believe that Jesus just showed up in the New Testament, that he just popped up in the Gospel of Matthew and there he was. Nothing could be further from the truth. Tonight's cantata, as I told you earlier, features passages of Scripture from the Old Testament, from Isaiah and the Psalms. And they tell of the love and the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's been said that in the Bible, that Genesis through Revelation, it's all held together by a single red thread. And that red thread is the blood of Jesus Christ. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And the entire Bible is all about Him. John, in John 1:1-2, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was with God in the beginning." That word, that term word, comes from the Greek word logos, which means the spoken word, but it also means the unspoken word. So that means the Lord is Lord over everything that we can describe with our minds and everything that we can imagine that's only in the mind. He's in Lord all over everything. His sacrifice on Calvary's cross paid the price and satisfied the requirements by God for the redemption of sin. Only He has the power to pay the penalty of sin for all humanity, past, present, and future. So listen now as our choir sings about the love of Jesus and His power to save. He and He alone is mighty to save.